B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Pure Leaf Tea, Pure Leaf Herbals, the naturally caffeine-free iced teas you can enjoy anytime, day or night. Look for Pure Leaf Herbal Iced Teas and refreshing mango, peach, and cherry flavors at a store near you. Will, what's up?
Well, it's been a while since I've dated a girl. It's been like 6 months since I've even gone out. I started dating this chick, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we went out three times, but really like two dates where it was like, you know, very, we'll call it romantic. And we hooked up. And I thought it was great. Like the first date was great. We didn't hook up. Second date, also great. We did hook up. I don't know if I f***ed up something in bed. I didn't feel like I did, but I've been out of the game for a little bit.
So yeah.
I'm wondering if I was like, you know,
I mean,
not bringing...
You know what's funny is that you sound like somebody who's been out of the game for a while. No confidence at all. No confidence in his game. So you're saying that maybe you messed up sexually? That's a possibility?
I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, like foreplay for me was hot. Like there was no doubt. Can I be explicit here? That's okay, right?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So like I went on her, like I know she had like two or three orgasms with me going on her. Like I had nothing, no problem with that. But then like I was just like afraid that I wasn't gonna last very long, so I mean I wasn't like going in and smashing it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've been kind of careful with it, but I know I pleased her. I know that I gave her pleasure.
Yeah.
So
wow, we're just getting right into this, aren't we?
It's a lot. I feel like it's all right. Hey, listen, that's the first thing I'll ask her. I'll be like, did he not like put it down? Okay, no, stay quiet. Okay, we're gonna call her next.
I need another chance.
And FYI, when a man is questioning his abilities, that means he was bad.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just want to say, I don't look stupid. Like I'm down. I went down on her. I know she had orgasm. You know, I'm just telling you that. Like,
good to know. Good. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just spoke to Will. Nice guy. He said he's been out of the dating game for a while, for quite a few months. Mm-hmm. So when he started dating this girl, Tanya, he was a little nervous. Especially when it came to the lovemaking portion of the event.
Okay.
And, you know, he said he might have killed it orally, but not exactly when it comes to the... Melissa, how would
he
I say?
He has positives in certain areas and negatives in others.
Yeah. Will?
Yeah.
If he's still there.
Yes. Stay.
Yeah, it sounds much worse. Maybe I should have described it differently.
It's okay.
Stay quiet. We're going to call her now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Hello?
Tanya?
Yes. That's me, okay?
Tanya, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's a good thing.
Okay, it's a prank.
No, it's not a prank. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you a lot and would love to take you out on a date. And we will pay for the date if you say yes. So... I mean, I'm just going to get right to it. The guy, his name is Will. You guys went out a couple times.
Ooh, no, not that one. I don't want that.
She said not that one.
Well, hold on a second. Let me... He said you guys had a couple good dates. He said that he was out of the dating game for a while, so he was a little nervous. So, again, we'll pay for whatever date you want, and if it has to do with Will's sexual performance, he said he'll do better next time.
He felt a little pressure, he felt.
Okay, well, tell him to get his names right. What the f***?
To get what?
His name's right? So
his name's right. Who the hell is Bernadette?
Who the hell's Bernadette?
What?
Bernadette?
Who is Bernadette?
Well, whoever the f*** he was yelling at when he was f***ing, like, my name is Tanya.
Wait a minute.
Get my name right.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, what? Slow down. Okay, hold on.
Tanya, let's just cut right to it. Will's on the line right now.
Oh.
Will.
What the?
Yeah.
I thought you said you haven't been with anybody in a while.
Oh, my God.
Bernadette, is she an ex-girlfriend?
No. Bernadette is the name of my grandma.
What?
Okay. Hold on.
I can't believe I did that out loud.
You said your grandmother's name during sex?
No. My friend. So look. I've always had a problem with, like, I get a, that's why I, like, go down all the time on, or that's why, like, I usually do a lot of foreplay, because when I have sex, I, like, want to come immediately. And my friend was like, you need to think about things that turn you off. So I thought about, like, all these things.
Oh, my God. About, like, randomly.
Listen, I think about my grandma to keep me coming, and her name is Bernadette.
Okay.
It sounds more like foul play.
Wait, okay.
Who calls a grandmother by their first name?
Yes. Who would say, why did you say it out loud?
I didn't think I did. I really didn't. I think I was just, like trying to, I was trying to picture her. I wasn't picturing having sex with her. I was
oh, my God.
Like, in the same room as me, and I was like, I must have been like, you know, like, oh, Bernadette, like, you know, Bernadette. Not like I'm f***ing her.
This has to be one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard.
The fact that he has an explanation for why he's that, it got to be true.
I got two friends. That
you don't say.
And they do the same thing.
Yeah, but they're not on the second date up there right now. You are. So, okay, Tanya, I mean, again, it sounds ridiculous, but he explained it, and if you're a guy, you get most of it. I would never say anything out loud. There are techniques you use to, you know, slow down. Never use the grandma technique personally.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. I was like, who the hell does that? That sounds more like foul play than foreplay.
So, Tanya, I mean, it's all on you. Would you like to give Will another date, and we'll pay for it.
No, Tanya. No, good luck. No.
Oh, come on. I promise I will not do the grandma thing again. I'm going to stick with the cow.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
You're going to find out why it's mandatory to have a good relationship with your current partner's ex-partner, okay? Just trust me. Listen to tomorrow's second date update at 8:10. You're going to listen, laugh, and learn.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.